The Truth News Network. In a time when the world is a dangerous place and facts are hard to come by, here's one refuge where only the truth resides. TNN. The Truth News Network. And here's your guardian angel, Dan Newman.
Well, hello there. I hope your day's going well. I hope your week's going well. And let's get right to what's going on in your world, just like it's going on in mine. Is it Pennywise or is it Bozo? Well, I'm not sure which clown Representative Adam Schiff claims to be, but he certainly is the ringmaster of a three-ring circus. Schiff indeed represents either Bozo, the classic circus clown kids have adored for decades, or Pennywise, Stephen King's clown of horror that stars in his book and movie titled It. I purposely did not watch the first round of the public impeachment inquiry questioning of Ambassador Bill Taylor and Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, and I'm glad I did not. But what I did do was scan various news media outlets for snippets of the hearing synopsis. As one would expect, the members of the leftist media very obviously were well prepared for reporting the details of the hearing. But that wasn't what those two star witnesses were supposed to do. They were there to drop the blockbuster bombs that would justify to all Americans that Donald Trump, besides being an incorrigible American, is surely not qualified to serve as U.S. president. And Mr. Taylor and Mr. Kent bombed at their quest, if that was their quest to do so. I won't spend your time today to puzzle through the minutiae of the hearing content, but let's summarize with just a few points, followed by our summary today, which is a short back and forth between Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and Ambassador Taylor. Here are a couple of salient points that we picked up. The impeachment inquiry is a circus. Adam Schiff is conducting this hearing for one of two reasons, or maybe both. He's in a desperate act he considers to be a job interview for the next Democrat administration to serve as Attorney General. To that end, he's using his legal expertise to showcase the use he has as a Democrat sycophant and what that use would be for a Democrat president to resume the Obama promise to lead the fundamental change of the United States. Schiff's second reason would be because of an undeniable hatred for the New Yorker who beat not only the Democrat Congress, but the Democrat in the White House at the time who was completing his presidency and their party's mistress who fate had destined to be president. That, of course, was Hillary Clinton. He, as their savior, feels destined to save the face of the credibility of their party. And then, there was not a single shred of evidence presented by either star witness of any wrongdoing at all, yet alone an impeachable offense by Mr. Trump. To me, that is simply unbelievable. The setup had been there for weeks and weeks and weeks. We had been told, wait till the public hearings. We're going to reveal to the world exactly what the president did wrong. That Schiff would waste the time of Congress to present to Americans his version of an impeachment circus proves just how broken the House of Representatives is in their leadership. Remember, Nancy Pelosi dumped Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, who is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which is supposed to handle the impeachment process. She kicked him to the curb. She did so because his hearings were simply a charade. He lost total control of those hearings. She then installs Schiff to take the impeachment baton because he supposedly is much smarter and much more devious than his Nadler. Pelosi was confident that Schiff could pull this whole thing off. She is certainly not a stupid person, anything but that. But in this case, she made a wrong choice. In a few moments, we're going to shock you by predicting the steps that Ms. Pelosi is about to take regarding next week's hearing scheduled for this committee and moving forward from there. But before we do that, a short video audio represents what this Schiff circus has revealed to all Americans that watched or listened in. These two witnesses are not experts in political matters regarding what should and what should not be done by U.S. presidents in foreign policy, though they want people to think that. These two were not elected to handle foreign policy. Neither was elected at all. They were both hired. They're hired hands. These two are not engaged to shape or implement any pieces of U.S. foreign policy for this or any other administration. They are political bureaucrats who were hired to give their advice, just their advice, on foreign policy so that this administration can make policy decisions that the President of the United States, after input from these and other policy experts, determines is in the best interest of the American people. That's his job, his sole constitutional responsibility regarding foreign policy. Do you know how crazy Adam Serkis is? Neither of these two had any firsthand information or evidence of any kind that showed any wrongdoing by Mr. Trump, and certainly nothing even approaching an impeachable offense. What each had was a story that went something like this. I talked to a guy who knew a guy who lived next door to another guy who heard in a cafe that Donald Trump said this. And that's what Americans think should be the basis for the impeachment of a United States president? I don't think so. This debacle from this hearing cannot be illustrated any better than this short bit of testimony and questioning by Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio.
AIDS held up on July 18th, is that right?
That's when I first heard about it, Mr.
And then it's released, Ambassador Taylor, on September 11th. And we know that from your deposition, in those 55 days that aid is delayed, you met with President Zelensky three times. The first one was July 26th, the day after the famous call now between President Trump and President Zelensky. President Zelensky meets with you, Ambassador Volker, and Ambassador Sondland. And again, according to your deposition and your testimony, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to investigating Burisma or the Bidens. Second meeting is August 27th. Again, in this 55-day time frame, second meeting is August 27th. President Zelensky meets with you and Ambassador Bolton and others. And again, there's no linkage of dollars, security assistance dollars, to an investigation of the Bidens. And then, of course, the third meeting is September 5th. President Zelensky meets with you and Senators Johnson and Murphy. And once again, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to an investigation of Burisma or the Bidens. Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage. That's accurate?
Ms. Jordan, it's certainly accurate on the first two meetings, because to my knowledge, the Ukrainians were not aware of the hold on assistance until the 29th of August.
So the Politico article.
The third meeting that you mentioned with the Senators Murphy and Senator Johnson, there was discussion of the security assistance, but
no linkage.
But there was not discussion of linkage.
Three meetings face to face with President Zelensky, no linkage. Yet in your deposition, you said this, and you said it again the first hour of the majority. My clear understanding was security assistance money would not come until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigation. My clear understanding was they weren't going to get the money until President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigations. Now, with all due respect, Ambassador, your clear understanding was obviously wrong, because it didn't happen. President Zelensky didn't announce he was going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. He didn't do a press conference and say, I'm going to investigate the Bidens, we're going to investigate Burisma. He didn't tweet about it, and you just told the ranking member he didn't do the CNN interview and announce he's going to investigate Burisma or the Bidens. So three face-to-face meetings, it doesn't come up, no linkage whatsoever. President Zelensky doesn't announce it before the aid is released on the 11th. And yet you said you have a clear understanding that those two things were going to happen. The money was going to get released, but not until there was an investigation, and that, in fact, didn't happen. So what I'm wondering is, where did you get this clear understanding?
As I testified, Mr. Jordan, this came from Ambassador Sondland.
Well, can you hold 1 second, Ambassador? I'm going to bring you a piece of paper from Ambassador Sondland's statement.
Very good.
And you can take a look at this. Go ahead, though. I want to let you finish.
So, Mr. Jordan, should I read this or?
I just want you to have it, because I'm going to read it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, but I want you to go ahead and finish. You said, Ambassador, you got this from Ambassador Sondland.
That is correct. Ambassador Sondland also said that he had talked to President Zelensky and Mr. Yermak and had told them that although this was not a quid pro quo, if President Zelensky did not clear things up in public, we would be at a stalemate. That was one point. It was also the case.
Mr. Morrison talked to you, right?
No. What I was going to say is Ambassador Sondland also told me that he recognized that it was a mistake to have told the Ukrainians that only the meeting with the president in the Oval Office was held up on the in order to get these investigations. No, it was not just the meeting. It was also the security system. That is, everything was. So those two discussions.
No, I understand.
Okay.
All right. So again, just to recap, you had three meetings with President Zelensky. No linkage in those three meetings came up. Ambassador Zelensky didn't announce that he was going to do any investigation of the Bidens or Burisma before the aid was released. He didn't do a tweet, didn't do anything on CNN, didn't do any of that. President Zelensky, excuse me.
Right. And
then what you have in front of you is an addendum that Mr. Sondland made to his testimony that we got a couple weeks ago. It says, Declaration of Ambassador Gordon Sondland. I, Gordon Sondland, do hereby swear and affirm as follows. I want you to look at point number two, bullet point number two, second sentence. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. Now, this is his clarification. Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Which, I mean, even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what, we're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement, never tweets about it, never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was
Zelensky,
no reason for
and
it.
President
to come
Zelensky
up.
Never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan,
the guy. You're the guy based on this. Based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told, now again, this is, I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmak on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time of the gentleman's expired. Ambassador Taylor, would you like to respond?
The only response, I have two responses, Mr. Chairman, thank you, and Mr. Jordan, glad to take those questions. Let me just say that I don't consider myself a star witness for anything.
They do. You don't.
No,
I
don't. I'm responding to your questions.
Please don't interrupt the witness.
I think I was clear about, I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome. So let me just restate that. Second thing is that my understanding is only coming from people that I talk to.
We got that.
I think this clarification from Ambassador Sondland was because he said he didn't remember this in his first deposition. So he wanted to kind of clarify. But I think, Mr. Jordan, the way I read this, he remembers it the same way I do.
Yeah, and it's real clear, right?
It's very clear to me.
Thank you, Ambassador Taylor.
Does that explain how crazy this impeachment process, this inquiry, as they're calling it, really is? No first-hand knowledge. Nobody heard anything. They assume, based on something else that they heard someone tell someone else. It's crazy. You want to hear something else that's crazy? You sit tight. Our summary is next with a blockbuster prediction.
Real truth. Real news. TNN. The Truth News Network.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? Snuggle. So out of here.
Wait, come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
That's all, folks.
Need more cowbell? Better yet, how about the Ring of Truth? TNN, the Truth News Network, and Dan Newman.
I'm an SEC guy, and if you've ever been in Mississippi State Stadium, you know how annoying those cowbells are. Well, I promised you, and I'm not going to go back on my promise. A prediction. Do you want my prediction? Here you go. By no later than Sunday evening this week, that's November 17, 2019, no later than that day, Sunday evening, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will call off the dogs, meaning she'll quietly put an end to this impeachment fiasco. I'm going to repeat that. By Sunday evening this week, November 17, 2019, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will call off the dogs, meaning she will quietly put an end to this impeachment fiasco. Wow, that's a bold and a very unusually brave prediction by Truth News Network. How can we do that? Well, Nancy Pelosi, as I said a few moments ago, she's not stupid. As a matter of fact, she's brilliant. Sometimes she may not seem to be, but she has not achieved her success by not being a wily member of Congress. Here's what she has done and what she now faces. The far left of her party have threatened her again and again if she continued to rebuff their calls for impeachment. So she went through the process. She let Gerald Nadler start it all off. He flunked, so she throws Schiff in there. Now he's screwing it up, so she can now say to them she gave impeachment her best shot. What small remnant that remains of the moderate element of the Democrat Party will now be able to breathe a bit easier, looking ahead at 2020, because Democrat moderates know that Americans will not return a Democrat majority in the House if this impeachment craziness does not stop. So she can pat herself on the back with both the far left and the moderate element in her party. Pelosi knows the Democrat Party field for president is extremely weak at best. There's no one with the pedigree of a Hillary Clinton in the fold, even though Hillary could be a stand-in if she's called on. To that end, Pelosi is already looking ahead to 2024. And you just heard that right here, Truth News Network. There you have it. That's our best shot. If Pelosi doesn't stop the insanity this weekend, I'll be back on Monday. I'll have my hat in my hand to concur with you, my stupidity for predicting anything regarding these Democrats. They are so stinking unpredictable in so many ways. Oh, well. I've made worse predictions and made worse decisions than this. And for those of you prone to want to do so, feel free to pile on if I'm wrong. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. I'd love to hear from you. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. And if I'm right and you want to say, way to go, Dan, I'll take that email as well. In spite of what my wife will say, I admit being wrong when I'm wrong. I'm just not wrong very often. Folks, I don't mean to laugh or diminish all this crud going on in Washington and it's playing out on national television. I'm embarrassed for my members of Congress. I've shared my feelings that we're talking about today with one of my congressmen, Congressman Mike Johnson. You've heard me visit with him live here on Truth News Network several times. He's flying down on Air Force One. President Trump is going to be here in town for one of his rallies. I'll visit with Congressman Johnson, maybe, just maybe get a chance to say hello to the president. If I do, I'm going to let both of them know. Mike already knows, but I'm going to let the president know that we at Truth News Network are tired of all this crud, just like he is, and we support him in getting to the end of this as quickly as possible. We feel like he didn't do anything wrong, certainly nothing impeachable, and we want him to be about the business of the American people. As our president, you may not like him, but guess what? He is the president, therefore our president of the United States of America. We'll be back on Friday, and we'll share what happens in the rally and what else goes on between now and then in the Bozo or Pennywise three-ring circus, headed up by Ringmaster Adam Schiff. That's all ahead here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.